From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 6, 2015. This week, in honor of Independence Day, we feature a Williamsburg musician's composition honoring a road that connects three famous places in Virginia's colonial and Revolutionary War history. Have a listen for about 25 seconds. You've been listening to part of The Great Road by Timothy Seaman on the 1998 CD Celebration of Centuries from Pine Wind Music. In the early 1600s, The Great Road led from Jamestown Island to parts of the Virginia Peninsula between the James and York Rivers, the southernmost of coastal Virginia's four large peninsulas and the center of European settlement in early colonial Virginia. Today, The Great Road is commemorated in the Colonial Parkway, part of the Colonial National Historic Park that preserves and interprets Jamestown Island and the Yorktown Battlefield. The 23-mile parkway connects Jamestown, Williamsburg, and Yorktown, referred to as Virginia's Historic Triangle. This physical connection helps millions of annual travelers learn about the peninsula's historical connections, from the first permanent English settlement in North America at Jamestown in 1607, to Virginia's colonial capital in Williamsburg from 1704 to 1779, and to the decisive Battle of Yorktown in 1781 that effectively gained independence for the United States. As we celebrate that independence in 2015, the Colonial Parkway is one of hundreds of peninsula roadways between James City County and Hampton Roads, a region of busy cities, bustling ports, vital natural resources, nationally significant military installations, and popular tourist destinations. 400 years after the first European settler traveled the Great Road, and 240 years after independence, the peninsula between the James and York Rivers is a treasure of Virginia's past and a focal point of the present and future. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music, and we close with a few more seconds of The Great Road. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.